earlier this week, we spoke to Professor Andrew Martin, Professor of Educational Psychology at the University of New South Wales. We're talking about how unhealthy breakfasts are as bad for learners as having no breakfast at all. But then we had a couple of teachers message us, call in, send voice notes, saying that the issue around energy drinks has reached critical level. Energy drinks, it's no longer just the preserve of highly paid athletes, extreme sports stars, MoFire, what else? Slayer, Monster, Red Bull, Score, Switch, Powerplay, Dragon, just to name a few. They're filling the shelves. They're in the hands, and of course they're in the stomachs of particularly young people. Loaded with caffeine, plenty of sugar, and also relatively cheap. Joined now by Dr. Tamarin Frank, researcher at UWC's School of Public Health. Have you been looking into the impact of the energy drink market on particularly young people in South Africa? Tamarin, good morning.
I have not done any of my own research, but there is a lot of evidence that points towards the concerns, as you've just mentioned, around the high caffeine level and high sugar level of these drinks that are heavily advertised and marketed, particularly to children, which is one of the reasons we're seeing that they are consuming so much of it.
And this is a trend. Energy drinks used to come at a particular price. You can still get a particular brand for over 20 rand, but we're seeing dirt cheap soda pop drinks, brightly colored, but they're high in caffeine, high in sugar, being marketed to a younger audience and for relatively cheap, as little as 12 rand for one of these brands of energy drink.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes it's cheaper than buying water if you were comparing it to the price of a bottle of water. And they're tastier, unfortunately, which means that people, especially young people, are going to rather opt for it. We're really concerned if we look at the caffeine content of those beverages. They are particularly high. There's no safe amount that children and adolescents should be consuming of caffeine, but the recommendation is that it definitely shouldn't be more than 100 milligrams per day. And just one of those beverages can be double that amount. And the problem is that because children tend to be smaller in size than adults, the amount that they can consume before it negatively impacts their health is much more concerning than when we look at adults. And so we see that it affects their concentration in class. It can lead to jitteriness and nervousness in the short term, but then longer term, it also has poor health outcomes and related not just to the caffeine, but also the sugar. We see that it affects levels of obesity and diseases like diabetes and hypertension. Children who drink sugary drinks are 24% more likely to be obese as children and 36% more likely to have hypertension as children than those who are not consuming high amounts of the sugary beverages. So it certainly is concerning.
One of the teachers who contacted us on a voice note said that they have kids who have energy drinks packed into their lunch boxes. They're on their way to school, stopping off at the spaza shop or the supermarket, buying a very, very cheap energy drink, consuming it in the morning. And then by mid-morning, is the expected crash. What are we seeing is the impact of high consumption of sugary caffeinated drinks when it comes to cognitive development, particularly for learners?
Yeah, it impacts their cognitive development in various ways. So of course, it affects concentration in class, which is problematic, but it also, particularly in younger children whose brains are still being developed, it can actually negatively impact their brain development process and then impair longer-term cognitive development as well. And so it is quite alarming.
There have been some conversation around lobby groups calling for greater regulation. We do have a health promotion levy that taxes sugary drinks, but with a particular focus on energy drinks. What's your thoughts on the regulation of energy drinks, a tighter grip on marketing to younger people, limits on advertising like we see with cigarettes, additional warning labels, a complete ban maybe for under 18s at all. That's just some of the suggestions that are being spitballed. What's your opinion on a tighter regulatory framework around high caffeine sugar drinks?
You know, I think it's absolutely essential. We see, and there's evidence backing it, that the companies that produce these products are particularly targeting low and middle income countries to sell their drinks. They're spending more on advertising and marketing of their drinks in these countries, and they're spending a lot on marketing, particularly to adolescents. And that means we need to have better regulation of these companies in order to protect the health of our children. So there's often an argument made that these types of policies might be restrictive and potentially taking away someone's opinion, right to choose. But actually, the reality is, if we look at all of the negative health effects that these consuming these beverages have on one's health, it's actually really protective towards children to have regulations in place. And what you've just mentioned are all fantastic examples. We certainly should have an increase in the tax rate of sugary beverages, restriction of marketing so that children are not manipulated into thinking that these are the types of drinks that are healthy for them and that they should be buying, which is often what the adverts are saying to them, that they're high in energy. And so we certainly do want more of those types of regulations in place.
Cameron Frank, really appreciate your time. UWC's School of Public Health. Look, it's an economic stimulator. You stop at the robot and you'll find an informal trader making his daily bread, selling a very, very cheap energy drink. It moves fast. People buy, and it puts some bread on their table. But at what cost to public health and the health of particularly young people? 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.